I'm going to talk a little bit about pesticide sorption again, kinetics, sorption equilibria, and column transport using fertilizer mixtures applied to soils from Florida and Nigeria. This work was conducted at the University of Florida Soil and Water Science Department, and I would like to acknowledge briefly my co-authors for outstanding support. So when we're dealing with pesticide sorption and transport phenomena, we want to understand how these organic molecules behave or in the soil and soil solutions while they are moving through the soil bodies and soil solutions. So of course we have to take into consideration their characteristics, how hydrophobic, hydrophilic they are, if they have ionizable or non-ionizable. Also, in a more holistic point of view, when you're dealing with fate and transport of these solutes, we have to consider volatilization, we have to consider sorption, equilibrium or kinetics that are going on between these chemicals in the soil matrix. We have to also focus on how fast they're moving through the soil profile as runoff, as leaching down deep. And we also have to consider, of course, degradation and uptake by plants. Today I'm going to talk a little bit, very briefly, about isotherms and soil column studies. So what we did basically was to compare two mixtures of these organic pesticides or molecules. The mixture number one in the graph is a fertilizer mixture. So we have plenty of nutrients in there, plus four organic compounds, which were atrazine, imidacloprid, metabolite of imidacloprid, urea, and PFBA as a tracer, pentafluorobenzoic acid. So, and we compared that with the other mixture, and where each of those organics were separately in a background solution of KCl. So what we found is when we do sorption equilibria studies, sorption isotherms, the KDs we obtain from both mixtures are essentially the same. That has some implication and that might possibly be explained by the fact that maybe those chemicals in solution, they don't interact in solution, or they don't compete for the same sorption sites in the soil matrix. In order to further this study a little bit more, we also conducted column transport studies with the same mixture, where mixture number one, where all those chemicals were combined in the same solution, and we inject the poles through these three different soils, Immokalee, Candler Sand, and Tuluwa. So breakthrough curves can tell us a great deal of information. If you look at the graph, the symmetrical graph, the diamond, the blue diamonds is the tracer, so it's symmetrical, it shows up really quickly because it's non-sorbed. And the other breakthrough curves, they appear later, meaning that the chemical is being sorbed in the soil column, and then they show a long tail, which is an evidence of sorption, chemical sorption and equilibrium. The chemical is partitioning with the soil and desorbing at the same time. So those breakthrough curves can be analyzed using the convective dispersive model, which can also be partitioned into instantaneous sites or type 1 sites or kinetically controlled sorption sites. So from those dimensionless parameters that I'm showing you here, we can also calculate partition coefficients, and we compare those also with the sorption isotherms we did previously. So if you want to know how they compare and what were more in-depth results from these experiments, please come to the poster. So essentially, as a conclusion, wrapping up, sorption equilibria yielded coefficients that were essentially the same between single solute and multiple solute mixtures, and with some the background electrolyte had no effect on the sorption equilibria. And this is applicable to hydrophobic and ionizable organics when the ambient pH is over 2 pH units above the pKa of the solute. And also from those equations that I just showed you, the sorption and mass transfer parameters derived from there, we found, interestingly, that the breakthrough curves have smaller confidence intervals for those parameters. I don't want to say that the technique is better to determine those parameters, I just want to say that they were more precise. But in terms of practical purposes, it's debatable which technique is better. I will just say that the smaller, they have smaller confidence intervals. I will leave it there because I don't want to assume anything. So thank you very much for your interest and for being here. And if there's time for questions or not, I'll take. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.